Well, Wellington's Regional Council scrambled to remove ads promoting a career in bus driving after it discovered a string of racist tweets made by one of its poster boys. Official information obtained by RNZ shows the council asked its staff to front a campaign explaining why they became drivers in an attempt to encourage others to do the same. Staff later pulled almost $20,000 worth of material after a member of the public sent them offensive tweets by one of the drivers. The offensive tweets are 6 years old, and the driver, Mason Dowie, has told RNZ he's deeply ashamed. The Greater Wellington Regional Council's Public Transport General Manager Greg Pollock told our reporter Katie Scotcher they didn't think it was right to keep the ads up.
Effectively, once the member of the public had alerted us, our view was that it was inappropriate for this person to be fronting any part of a campaign. So we immediately withdrew any digital adverts and so on that were featuring this driver. And it obviously took a bit more time to take some of the physical advertising down, but that was done reasonably quickly. We felt it was completely inappropriate to have that driver as part of our recruitment campaign. And so we withdrew that part of the campaign that featured that person.
The original five bus drivers that you recruited for this campaign, they all signed disclosure agreements or disclaimers before production began. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we used an agency to put together the campaign for us, and the agency vetted the drivers, and they did ask some questions about their history and their past, including criminal convictions. And each of the drivers signed that vetting process.
Were they asked if they had any, you know, offensive material online, or, you know, if there were any, I guess, past posts like this, for example, that could be found online?
No, they weren't. And in hindsight, that's something that we could have asked the agency to do. And going forward, that's something we have asked our agencies to do for us. I guess every New Zealander has a social media profile these days, and perhaps it was remiss not to look into the past in terms of what those drivers were posting. But certainly as soon as we became aware of it, in fact, on the very same day, we removed that driver from the campaign.
That's Greg Pollock from Wellington's Regional Council speaking to our reporter Katie Scotcher.